Podcast friends, my name is David Lee, and you're listening to the Inspire Design Create podcast, giving freelance filmmakers a voice, sharing their stories, and connecting the world of cinematography, commercial filmmaking, and starting your own business together. Let's go. Episode 2 of the Inspire Design Create podcast. What is new today in the world, right? We were still in quarantine. We are still not able to fully go back to production, I think, across the world, or at least in California too. But that being said, I am still working on getting some shoots done for clients in the pre-production phase, and also scheduling some production stuff. So that is good to hear, right? That is nice to hear that there is at least still work, some volume coming in, right? But today we are talking about, should you start a YouTube channel? And especially in 2020, when we have multiple platforms around: YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, and podcasts, right? Sometimes I feel like people believe that there's too much saturation, regardless of whatever genre you're in. There's too many eyes, and there's too many voices. But that's actually a good thing, right? When there's so many eyes, so many voices around, that means you have an opportunity to create your own unique style, right? And that's why people follow certain brands. That's why people buy certain products, is because it's very unique to them. Now, there are going to be categories, and there are going to be products and services, content, right, that is general. And in that sense, then maybe, you know, starting a YouTube channel can be very daunting, but also it feels like it's ultimately going to be a failure because there's too much noise, right? That's very true. But to kind of give you an idea of why I started my own YouTube channel was because I wanted to start to create content out there for budding and inspiring filmmakers. Inspiring filmmakers from the bottom all the way up, right? So if you're just starting off, maybe you're also leaving your job and you want to do photography full-time, or you want to do dance choreography full-time, or you want to do you want to be a chef full-time, right? Starting a YouTube channel is a great way for you to start to brand yourself. And when you brand yourself, that's when you start to make your image, your reputation, your content, what you put out into the world, unique to you, right? And that's why I feel like everyone should start a YouTube channel if you're in the creative space, right? And that could be food, that could be beauty, that could be cinematography, that could be video production, content creation, right? Whatever modality or whatever medium you use, starting a YouTube channel can only bring you value. And from there, then, you know, the sky's the limits, right? If you want to go into like paid sponsorships, if you want to start working with certain brands, and however that relationship evolves, right? Because you can start off with a brand deal. Maybe it's just they give you free product, right? And then you continue to build and build and build. And then eventually your following grows, and then they ask if you want to do any paid sponsorships, right, where they actually pay you cash, right? They pay you money to create content because your content is valuable and you have a big following. And then the other side of it is also, you know, maybe you're just doing it for free because it's a hobby, right? And like for me, my YouTube channel really is a hobby. I don't do it full time to get followers and to do brand deals and stuff like that, right? Because I have a production company, right? That's what I want to do. My goal with Legendary Media House is to create a full service production company, production agent or agency, where, you know, we're doing everything from the production also into the distribution. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how amazing your content is, if no one's seeing it, it kind of falls on deaf ears, so to speak. So should you start a YouTube channel going into 2021 and also for the remainder of 2020, going back to everything that we've said, you know, it's a great way for you to build your brand. It's a great way for you to create unique and original content for you and to bring value to, you know, so many people in the world. And there are some things to know about starting a YouTube channel, like logistically and all like the technical stuff. You know, like you need at least 100 subscribers to get like a unique link for your YouTube channel, a unique URL. Things like researching your titles and your thumbnails, all the keyword search and things like that, right? SEO search is very challenging, especially if you're doing it by yourself. Not to say that it can't be done, but again, it's just time, right? It's like when you're hired for a job, if you are involved in pre-production, production, and in some way post-production, that's a lot of time, right? And that's why your clients are hopefully paying you your worth, because it is a lot of time, right? It's not something you can just, pre-production just doesn't take you like, 2 minutes, and then production takes like an hour, and then post-production takes you, like 10 minutes, right? Like that is not realistic. That is not in the world that at least I live in, maybe if you're doing super, extremely like low, not even low budget stuff, like, if someone's paying you like $200, like that's not a lot of anything, And that's your time, right? You might be spending like 3 days, like a day on pre-production, a day on post, or a day on production, and then maybe like 3 days on post-production, right? It kind of just depends on how efficient you are. But that's your time. And when you start a YouTube channel, it's the same thing, right? Like when I create a video, I have to decide what I want to film, number one. Number two, I have to evaluate the effectiveness of that video and decide if it's actually is it meaningful enough for me to want to film, and then B, is it going to provide any kind of like return on my investment, right? So to kind of give you an idea, I was actually thinking about the YouTube channels, or the YouTube videos, the content that I wish to put out for the month of July, right? And I had an idea of like full frame on the FS7. Because that's one reason why I wanted to buy the FS7 was to get a full frame look using a speed booster, right? And then I thought about it. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, there's probably going to be some people that are interested in that. But in order for me to produce that piece of content with all my time, all my energy, and make it not just look like another video I put out, right? Like a filler content, which I am also, like transparency. There's been times where I put out filler content just because I feel like I need to put out like a video. It's been like 2 weeks. I should put out a video, right? So you kind of get that anxiety. But over time, I learned that a filler video just isn't worth. It isn't worth my time. Number one, and then number two, it's not worth your time. It's not worth your time watching me just putting out like a half-assed video, right? So I decided to not do. Not to produce this full frame on the FS7 video, because it just, number one, it's a good idea, but it's also, in order for me to put in all that time, I could put in that time on the clients I have coming up, on their pre-production, on the production, sourcing out, crew, seeing like doing like the location scouts or going on Google Earth and seeing what time of day, right? Post-production stuff, right? Like I could put in that time to my clients and to my business and not for like a filler YouTube video, right? So forgot where the hell we were tracking on with this, but when you're starting like a YouTube channel and you're wanting creating content, your content strategy, you have to consider that, right? Like how much time do I have to put in to create meaningful pieces of work, right? So there's a lot that goes on in the whole process and the whole scheme of starting a YouTube channel. It's a lot of work. And sure, you can create like clickbaity type of content. You can create content that automatically is going to get a lot of views, like in our space, right? In video, film, photography, right? Like that kind of category on YouTube. The only things that really get views, that get engagement and comments, that people actually want to watch like more than 40% of the video, are new cameras coming out, first impressions, unboxing, comparisons, right? Like iPhone versus Hollywood camera and stuff like that, right? And again, right, I'm not hating on any of that content, right? Because there are people, obviously, there are people that want to watch that type of content, right? Because that's flooded in the YouTube space, right? In the film, video, and photo category on YouTube. But at the end of the day, it's like you have to ask yourself, or at least I have to ask myself, well, if there's already that those types of videos out there, do I actually want to create that kind of video, right? Like, do I want to make a iPhone versus Sony FS7 video. It's like, that's kind of a waste of my time. Like, I don't really care about that, right? It's like, if you're gonna watch that video, you're probably a hobbyist. You're not an actually working professional, you know? And if you are a working professional, it's probably just something that just piques your interest. But at the end of the day, you're like, nah, you know, I know what an iPhone looks like. It's not comparable to like an Alexa Mini or a Red Weapon or even an FS7, right? So of course you can make that type of content that's clickbaity, that you know is already automatically going to get you high numbers of views and high subscribers, right, and all that kind of stuff, and you can play the algorithm as much as you want. But you know, for me, that's not something that I want to do, and it's part of the reason why I only have like 5,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel. Even though I see the comments coming in like, bro, like such an underrated channel, such an underrated video. And you know, that's just how it is, right? So my advice though, regardless, is if you are a creative, someone in the creative field, I feel like you should start a YouTube channel regardless of like the size that it gets to. Just start a YouTube channel and let it be kind of like a beta test, right? Or let it kind of be like a lab experiment, right? You wanna see what you can actually do on YouTube, right? You want to see exactly the fruits of your labor, so to speak. And after, you know, like 3, 4, 5 years, if you're still like not where you want to be, at least you can take that experience and say, hey, cool, you know, I put in the time and effort to create meaningful content, hopefully for the most part, and it didn't get you where you wanted, but you can learn a lot of things from a couple of videos that went viral for you, right? That has like maybe like 100,000 views or a million views, right? You can learn from that and then take that experience elsewhere. All right, I think that wraps it up for today. Pretty short episode. You know, I think these episodes are, you know, maybe like 10 to 20 minutes. Hoping to get some interviews with a couple of people to kind of, you know, spread things out. And those are probably be longer, right? Like an hour or so, right? An hour and some change. But for these podcast episodes, I don't know, you tell me. And does this time frame work? These little, not little, but you know, like 10 to 20 minutes, do these work for you? And I already have about a dozen episodes in queue to record. So they are coming out. Waiting also, as of right now, I already submitted my podcast to Apple. And they are reviewing it. So hopefully in a couple of days, we will actually be real, right? We will be live. You can actually search for the Inspire Design Create podcast. That is it. Hope to see you guys in the next episode. And yeah, let's keep on going. All right. Bye-bye.